it hasn't been just one particular one. Whether you're fishing for bluegill or for stripers, everybody's been doing really well.
Yeah.
It's been a very good week since we talked last, yes.
Well, it was kind of slow. It was kind of hit or miss, you know. It was just like, some people are catching, some people aren't. But it's, you know, it's just, it's kind of ticked up a notch or three, huh?
Yes, it has. And there's more people catching than not. I had people come down and bluegill fish, and, you know, they caught 50 fish a day. Crazy amount of bluegill. I've had guys do really good catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about that before. They go bluegill fishing, they keep the small ones for bait. The big ones, they keep them fillet up. So that's been really good this past week. The largemouth have been really good this past week. It's been a really good week.
So now the crappie bite, how is that going, and what are they using to get them little boogers to nibble?
Well, crappie bite's been really good this week, and some good-sized crappie, 13, 14-inch crappie. Live bait has been the most people have been using live bait this past week. A couple of good Bobby Garland colors, the salt and pepper, and the purple mist seems to be working. That purple in all species right now, purple seems to be a good color right now on the lake.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then the stripers, are they surfacing? Are they blowing up on top?
So it's been both. I've had people tell me they've had some good luck catching some stripers and hybrids in the morning on top water, and then I've had people trolling for them. With like an umbrella rig and that, and then I have people that are still trying to jig for them. But people that I think that have done the best, if you catch the top water bite first thing in the morning and then trolling for them mid-morning and stuff, been really good.
Yeah, well, I got to find a fishing partner, you know.
I
somebody that can just, that's ready to go. And I don't know when we'll come back. We may just build a little stick cabin, you know, off one of the coves. But it's really good right now. And the whites and the hybrids kind of, you know, they're rocking and rolling too, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, like I said, it's been a really good week. Maybe you ought to give your buddy Mr. Barnes a call and see if he needs some practice.
Oh, yes. BB. Yeah.
Yeah. I know he'd love to get out.
I talked to his brother yesterday, and he's staying busy. And the thing about it is, you know, these guys that do that, you know, and Bobby's on the lake all the time, they know where the fish is at, and it really makes a huge difference. Going with somebody or putting your own time in to know where the fish are at, because they move. You know, I mean, they're kind of like this year's spring turkeys. They didn't stay in one spot. You know, they were constantly moving, and that's earlier this year, this spring, I should say. That was the biggest thing why people were kind of struggling, because the fish weren't staying in one spot. They were constantly on the move.
Right. And then when you do find them, you got to hope that they're going to bite too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that makes a difference. That's why it's fishing and not catching. So
yeah, that's exactly correct. So now, you know what? We have a great opportunity because, If somebody out there is looking for, you know, they're not quite sure what to do this 3-day weekend, well, you can hook them up, can't you?
Yeah, we totally can. I know the weather's a crapshoot. It's gonna rain. It's not gonna rain. It's who knows. But it'd be a good weekend. Get down on the lake and hang out and mm-hmm. go fishing when it's not rain. I've seen so many days, as soon as the rain stops, boy, the people are heading back down to the lake, the fishermen, recreational boaters that are out there, and just as soon as the rain stops, get out there. And I know we're supposed to have some days of rain, but who really knows, you know? But we do have a few opening spots we could put people in that want to make some last-minute plans for sure. Mm-hmm. And the fishing just crazy good right now.
Mm, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of how the weather, it's going to be on and off. But, I mean, even that's the thing. You know, if you love to fish or do you just like to sightsee, man, this will be a great weekend to kind of get away and do that. But you can fish. There's some great large, you know, hybrid bluegill that you can catch right there, just right around Fouts. You know, I mean,
oh yeah, it's absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to have a boat.
No, nope. What you need is some little red wigglers or crickets, and go out and have a blast. I'm telling you, use an ultralight and 4-pound test.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's just so much fun.
Oh, it is. It is. It's one of my favorites. You know, nobody does. Everybody is so obsessed with the stripers, crappie, and bass. You know, that they forget those big old hybrid bluegill. They may be some of the best tasting. Well, you know, walleye is my favorite. But those big old hybrid bluegill, man, live are they good to eat.
They sure are. And you can go out and you can have, I mean, you can fish for hours and catch fish, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
And like I said, red wigglers or crickets, and you can just go out and have a blast. It's so much fun.
You know, I can't remember where it was, if it was Dunham's or Harp's, but they actually have the cane poles, you know, and those are great. I know a lot of people that cane pole, golly, way to go, Tom Sawyer. But I'm telling you, it's very effective.
You want to have some fun.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, there's lots of fishing to go around, but it'd be a good time to get away. And, of course, you know, if you all want to get hooked up with a cabin, just give Gary and Diane a call. But, Gary, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Hey, best way, Gary, is to give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, drop us a line on there, and we'll get back to you. And, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Or just stop in if you're down in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll probably, you know, make it another attempt. But, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. So look forward to seeing you and Diane, okay? Hey, we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good. We'll keep celebrating your birthday.
Hee hee. Yes, indeed. All right, blow the candles out. All right. See you, buddy.
Have a good one, Gary.
All right, Gary Faraci with your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report from the Bayou Resort.